Today's daf is daf Chof Gimel. We're holding in a second perek of Masechet Bava Metzia, perek Elu Metziot, and we are currently in the middle of the Machlokas, which is an actually interrelated Machlokas because there are two possible ways of learning our Mishnah. The Machlokas Rabba and Rava about whether a Siman HaAsui Lidares is considered to be a Siman, and whether Makom is considered to be a Siman. And these were basically the two ways of approaching the Mishnah. So we can either talk about distinctions. In the case of the Krichot, Rishut HaRabim, the difference between Rishut HaRabim and Rishut HaYachid would be the difference between a Simen HaSui Lidares, or it would be the difference of a Simen in a place where it would actually be expected to remain in the place, versus a Rishut HaRabim where it would be kicked around in the place. Those are two very, very different approaches. Yesterday, the Gemara tried to prove one or the other. We ended up being able to say either pshat, which would be the difference between very large alumot and small krichot. So that could be a function of size or it could be a function of height. So that, and therefore, it would be workable to make a distinction between alumot and krichot according to both pshatim. Maybe the difference would be the height, because then it wouldn't be stepped on, or maybe the difference would be the weight, and then it wouldn't be kicked about. So that would be the difference between Rava and Rava. So according to Rava, the point is the place. According to Rava, the point is whether it's also Lidares. Toshma. So today we're a fourth of the way down here on Amud Aleph, Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're looking for further proofs as to the issue of Simen HaAsui Lidares or Mokom, whether it's considered to be a Simen or not. And we try to bring a raya now from Kikrot Shel Nachton. So it says in our Mishnah that if you have standardized bakery bread, a challah, then it's yours because there is no simen. Every bakery bakes their bread to look exactly the same. So, but Hashel Bala Bayit Chayav Lachris. Well, there's a little strange say, yeah, but doesn't that mean? I mean, the next Mishnah says Beferish. We have a mirror Mishnah to this Mishnah, which is coming up. Takes all of the cases that we had and puts them in another situation to show us what the opposite case would be, right? So, I mean, to make a diyak, aha, but shabalabai chayav lachri, so that in fact, some don't have the word ha. They simply quote the closing Mishnah. Whereas, you know, in other words, we have an ellipse, and then we go to, but kikrot shabalabai chayav lachri. Rashi explains that even though it says beferish in the Mishnah later on, since we already just discussed a moment ago the case of Krichot, where we wanted to ask a kasha on Rava, so we continue to look at that piece in order to ask a question on Rava, because we're concentrating on the Mishnah rather than on Rava and Rava. Okay, in any event, this is certainly the fact, that there's a difference between Baal HaBayit bread and bakery bread. Now, the question is, why do we make a hachraza on personally baked bread? I mean, the point is, kivad itbu siman, the media dia, rifta dinash inishu, man, a guy's bread is that real self-expression, that's the man. So it's the way you bake your bread that says it all, you know? So everybody can tell, now there's a piece of Scott bread, there'd be no question of that. And if that's the case, the Mishnah only made Richie, you really went all out. That's unbelievable. I mean, herring is okay, but gosh. I mean, to actually bring tent and caterers for it's beautiful for a yard sale. I got to hand it to you, Rich. You may not come all that often. You may come late, but when it comes to throwing a party, you know how to throw a party. You're our man, Rich.
I already have cotton first. Who is that?
Wait a minute, you're not trying to tell us the bad news in a nice way now, are you? Notice that the difference in the Mishnah was not with Kikarot, it was only with Kirichot, not to be confused. So the only distinction where the Mishnah made this difference between Rishut HaRabim and Rishut HaYachid was where you have the grain sheaves, either because they have a simon in Sosu Lidoris or because the question is whether they're going to get kicked around and therefore the Makom won't be a simon, depending on Rava or Rava. But when it comes to the recognizable privately baked bread, it makes no difference if in Rishut HaRabim or in Rishut HaYachid. Now, why the heck is that true? I mean, if you're telling me that even in Rishut HaRabim, you're still going to have to be machriz, despite the fact that people are going to step all over this, so then you're basically saying that a Siman HaAsui Lidares is a Siman. Alma, Simon, Asur, the race, Habis, which is exactly what Rava said, which is exactly the opposite of what Rava said. Now, how is Rava going to learn the Mishnah? So now it's a Tiyuv to the Rava. Alma, the Rava, no, it's not. Because you're not allowed to step on bread, gentlemen. Did you forget? So who's going to step on bread? This is not a good example of a Simon, Asur, the race. So, Einatayim, Yubshum, De'ein, Ma'avirin, Ala, Ochlin. The reason over here is because you are not allowed. Ma'avirin over here, by the way, does not mean you can't step, although there are some who suggest it really does mean, but that's never what it means. Ein ma'avirin ochlin means, as Rashi points out, the same thing that ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot means. You don't walk by something that demands your attention. And here too, you see a piece of bread, you bend down, you pick it up, you put it somewhere respectful. It's very disrespectful to allow foodstuffs that you're dependent on to sit there on the street. The question over here, therefore, is not whether it's a simen asur lidareis, but whether it's recognizable. That's all, but it's certainly not asur lidareis. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice if you have people that are makbid on that, right? It's certainly going to be goyim in the street also that are not going to be makbid on ochlin. Va'ika nochrim. No. No goy would step on a piece of bread because he's chayshul kshafim. That's like one of the ways that they're terrified. That's voodoo. Somebody lives on bread in the street, he's not going to, no. That's like already putting a thing in a voodoo doll. That's black magic.
They tie up the bread in bags, they hang it on what they don't want to
eat. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So they're chayshul kshafim. Well, I mean, there's animals, there's dogs. I mean, honestly, in the middle of your thing, in the middle of the rabbim. Well, obviously, we'd have to be referring to a case. But after the Lo Shchichi, Beim HaBeklavim, he's talking about a busy street where you won't find such things. Lemiketano. It would certainly appear that the machlokas of Rava and Rava, Benogeh Simen Asuli Dares, or Mokom Avisimen, as we'll see, is a machlokas Tanoim in our Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Shinui, Chayav Lachris. If something is different, so then you need to be Machris Ketzat. Continues Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. What do I mean by that? Matzai Guletzi, you find a fig cake. So now inside of this pressed fig cake is a piece of pottery. So you Matzai Gulav Tochocheres. Or you cut into the challah and there is a $100 bill in the middle of the challah. Betocho Ma'ot. So what does that mean? Apparently that the Tanakhama disagrees. In other words, Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, argues that Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on this, and he says, I mean, isn't that weird? How do you disagree with something that is so obviously a special situation? So now, what we thought was that Savrua in the Beit Midrash, they were analyzing that Machlokas over here, that the Tanakhama Savra HaReila Shalos, so they said, look, let's make the following assumptions, okay? Let's make the assumption that we are not talking about where somebody put a $100 bill into a piece of challah. What happened was that he had a $100 bill in his pocket and it fell into the challah. So now the baker's probably going crazy. Oh my God, that $100 bill must have fallen into that challah. Oh, I don't even know who bought it. Okay, but now maybe he'll be makris that he found a $100 bill in the challah. So that's Rabbi Yehuda saying, okay, so even though it fell, but that's still a sin. Furthermore, let us assume, said they in the Beit Midrash, that ma'avirin ala ochlin, that Boshito told, that there's no din of needing to protect foodstuffs from bizayon. So then my love, b'siman asui lidares kamifage. The argument over here is that since we agree that people will step on this, so now the question is, mar savar lo avisiman or mar savar avisiman? Isn't that the machloket? Omer v'zbid b'shmei de Rava. How could you think that that's the machloket? You're not even thinking straight. You're assuming that the Tanakhama is saying that the reason that you don't have to be machriz is because of the fact that it's osur lidareis. He furthermore holds that you're allowed to be doris on ochlin. Ma'avirin ala ochlin. So then, kikrocho ba'ala bayit b'rshut harabim amai machriz. So then, why is it that the Mishnah does not make a distinction between rishut harabim and rishut hayachid? So this doesn't work out. You forgot about that little detail, didn't you? That there's no nafkamina between Rishut Rabbi and Rishut Hayachid. So this is impossible. There's no way that you could learn that the is saying that a simon asur lidareis lo avi simon and still accept a simon in Rishut Rabbim. So I'll tell you a completely different approach, which is consistent with Rava. El Omer Vizis made a Rava on the contrary. I would say, Dekulei Amisavra simon asur lidareis avi simon, like me. See, everybody in the Mishnah agrees with me. Furthermore, everybody in the Mishnah agrees that this is a simon asur lidareis. Obviously, you don't have to say that. You can say, this is not a simon asur lidareis, therefore it's irrelevant. I mean, Rava's just showing off. Right? As Rava wants to say, look, Rava, you're going to have a very constricted vision of this Mishnah. I could go all the way. I could say it's talking about that everybody's going to be trampling on it, and it's still going to work. You're going to have to say the opposite. I mean, it may be that that's true, but don't try to bring me any riots from this Mishnah. So as far as this Mishnah is concerned, you could even say everybody agrees you're allowed to step all over food. I'm just saying, it's a very simple machloket over here. We don't believe that the guy stuck a $100 bill into the challah. So we understand that it fell in. We don't believe that somebody sold a fish, I keep saying fish cake, a fig cake, that had in it a piece of broken pottery just to be sued for his busted tooth. That doesn't make, okay, so it was a mistake. And we assume now that this guy is going to what? He's going to come along now and give a simna something that was a mistake, and he knows about it. I mean, that's the question. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava Avi Simon. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it's something that falls in, it's still a simon. We assume the guy knows about it and expects it's going to be identified. And Rabba, whereas Rabbi Yehuda Sava, that is a simon, the Tanakamot, it's not a simon. And that's the machloket. And everybody agrees with me in this Mishnah that a simon asul daris is a simon. Which, of course, we understand that Rabba will say nonsense. Nobody holds that. Kuliyam simon asul daris is not a simon. However, of course, this is not a case where it's a simon asul daris because it's food and ain't mavir nala oakland. As far as to what the machlokas is, I agree with you 100%. The machlokas is a simon abame elav a simon or not? So everybody ought to see that inside kuliyam simon asul daris lo avi simon. And everybody agrees over here that this is not a simon asul daris because ain't mavir nala oakland. So everything works out. It has nothing to do. We have basically three possible different interpretations of the Mishnah, really. But there's no way that we can prove what the issue is. Is it whether Simon HaSili Dereis? Is it whether this is a Simon HaSili Dereis? Is it a question of Avir Nalochlin? Or is it Simon HaBamiela? Okay. Where something fell in and was discovered ex post facto. Well, that's the question. The truth is, the machlokas rishonim, including Rashi, tells us about whether the issue is whether something that might have been an accident should be assumed to have been purposeful, and therefore the man knows about it. That's how Rashi understands the machlokas. Tosis says, no, it's clearly. What are you going to say? I mean, somebody really stuck $100 bill in a piece of bread? It's very, very difficult to say. So he says that the question is something that falls in by accident, where the guy's going to immediately hop when he's missing his $100. Oh my God, there's only one place it could have gone. And that's the question. It's a very interesting side, very cute side point over here, which is, you know, the bubbies will never walk over a child. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Peskim bring that the makor of that is this Gemara. Because since we do paskin ein mavir nala oakland, you're not allowed to step over a piece of bread. And the svara is because it's a bizoyan that you have to respect bread. Koshik, and you have to respect a human being. So they actually bring that it could be that that's a halacha. It shouldn't be worse than bizoyan oakland. So then comes the question, what about grandparents that are nohu to pretend to step on the kids? You know, actually crush them. Is that mutter? Because they bring kosher cane, drisa is also. Right? That's one of the favorite things. It's hard to resist, you know, that behind sticking up there. You know, I mean, you certainly want to step on it. The shayla is it mutter or not? That's already a question. maybe letzerech fun, it's okay. It's not derech bizoyan. Not really derech bizoyan. It's very interesting where you can find different issues in the Gemara about derech. That's right. Very, very nice. Okay. Now there's another Lushan that has exactly the same issue, except the only difference is that initially the assumptions were that we said that everybody in the Beit HaMidrash assumed that a simon Nomielov is a simon, and that Mavir Nala Ochlim, which would have left us only with the machloket about simon Abo Asuli Dares. In this Lushan, we say on the contrary. Although everybody agrees simon Abo Mielov Havi simon, everybody agrees that simon Asuli Dares is not a simon, and therefore the machlokas is whether Mavir Nala Ochlim, which is exactly the same thing. We're going to go through each step as we did before, but since it's an Ikid Yamri, let's do it inside. So Ikid Yamri, the Yamri Savur, the Kuli Yamri, simon Abo Mielov Havi simon. Simon Asuli Doris Lo Havi Simon, which means there's only one possible machloket, which is the question of Mavir and Ala Oakland. Mar Sover Mavir and Ala Oakland, Mar Sover Ain Mavir and Ala Oakland. And in this version as well, we have exactly the same response of Reb Zvi, and trying to work it out according to Rava, and the question of whether we would work it out the other way, because after all, we don't want to have everybody savrua that simon al solidor is lo havi simon. So it's the same mirror image of the initial letzik. To which, in this case, we had the same response, basically, Rav Zvid. How does that work? Which he said, Vishmei de Rav. But if you're really going to say, and you also bavir nala ochlin, then your whole argument falls apart. Because then, kikrota balabayit, which the Mishnah specifically is not mechalik, the way it was mechalik by Kiri Chot. By Kikarot, it doesn't make any nafkamina if it was Bershut the Rabbin and Bershut the Yachid. So on my machriz, it's a simon asli doris. El Amr is Vin Mishmei de Rav. On the contrary, the way to learn the Mishnah is that everybody agrees with me that simon asli doris havi simon. Everybody agrees, or could agree, of course, it means, as I explained before, could agree, Mavir Nala Ochlin. And the only machlokas is, as we said before, Bissimin Abame, Lavka Biflegate, Tanakam Bissavar, Simin Abame, Lavlavi Simin, Rebbeinu Savar, Havi Simin. This basically is the same as the sugya before, except for its description of whether they took into consideration in the initial approach in the Beit Midrash the question of the Simin Abame Lav. Rabba Machir Lecha Liolam, I would think Kuliyama Simin Asilidar is Loavi Simin, like I hold, and they would therefore have to say here that Eima Virna Locha, because otherwise there'd be no Simin at all. And the question over here is Bissimin Abame Lav Kamiflegate. Tana Kamis Rabbi Simin Abame Lav Loavi Simin, Rabbi Yehuda Sofer Havi Simin. Look, the basic rule in an Aveda is once you hear the guy say, Vaila lechisaron kis, then that means he was miyayish from it, even where there is a simen, and you're allowed to keep it for yourself. Furthermore, some take out the Mishmei de Rava over here because it's rather odd for Rava to be paskening like himself. Hilchata krichot brishut harabim, arelo shalom. Rishuta Yachid, it depends. I derech nefila hare yelot shelo, because there's no simen of mokom. I derech hanacha, but if it was left there, then you take it, and we can use the siman. Zeve zeve dover she'in bo siman. Both cases are talking about where there's no other simen other than the place. Ava bedover she'yesh bo siman. Then you're always chayev la'achris. If it's yesh bo siman lo shelo b'shut rabim, lo shel b'rishut yachid, lo shel ben derech nefila, ben derech hanacha, there we say simen asuk d'doreis havi simen, and your chayim la'achriz, and this is the way that I hold, which is why it's strange for him to say, and this is the way we paskin. You can't paskin like yourself. So. Okay, next case we have, machrozot shel dagim, you can keep a line of a lot of fish that are tied to your fishing line. And so the question, of course, is why? Amai. Why don't we say, and there's a number of issues here. Why isn't the number of fish? Why isn't the way that the fish are tied a simen? So ask the Gemara, amai. Lahabi kesher siman. Why isn't the way it's tied a simen? Because it's talking about over here. A fisherman's knot. Bekatu the tzayda. Every fisherman knows how to tie that knot. So obviously, he's not going to make another knot. So the kuliyama hachim bekatu. Anybody who's fishing is going to use that knot. Well, why isn't the number of fish a simen? Lavi minyan simen. It's talking about a case where there's a standard line that you sell in the shuk. You go walking through the shuk, you buy today's catch. One full line of a catch would mean, let's say, five fish. So then that means that it's a mokum where it's a minyana to shav. Bominei Rav Sheshes. Is minyan generally a simen or not? In other words, you found three silver cups. The only simen is that there are three. Is that a simen? Somebody says, oh, I lost three. Or not. Although I'll be simen. Omele Rav Sheshes, I think we can derive it directly to Nitua from the din of Matzah Kli Kesef Kli Nakoshet Gesteron Shel Ever. The Gra takes out the word Kli for very good reason. And the context over here seems to be, because the truth is, the case that I just brought you about silver cups, very difficult to say that they're silver cups without simanim. It's usually simanim on it. So he says there's no kli here. Just like a gasteron shaleva refers to a stick, which is basically an ingot of lead, so too when you're talking about kesev, nechoshet, aver is what it means, and any matechet, so in other words, whatever it is you have that is not formed into kli, is the gros gersa, or kalim that are standardized, Now, you have to give some kind of clear-cut indication. Maybe you could say there was an inscribed number at the bottom. But you could also give the weight. And the weight would be a simon. Now, if weight is a simon, so then number is a simon. I mean, we always put those two together. So, I mean, a mishkal avi simon, then size, number is also considered to be a simon. Because your initial question is, I mean, look, that's just a number, you know. And numbers, I mean, somebody could say a number. It's like guessing on a multiple choice test. I mean, you know, so pick out a number. I mean, there's standard, it was a kilo, you know. So if you're going to say that that's okay, so pick a number. There were three cups. Wrong, there were four. Okay, this time I didn't make it. But I mean, Alex, that's your question. If you're telling me that a mishkal is a simon, that means that we're ready to accept also anything that is just a number.
It's a standard versus unique.
Oh, it's always unique. It's always a unique number, but it's still, I mean, people can be machaving that unique number. I mean, how unique is three? How unique is seven? You know, whatever. So somebody's machaving the number. You might think that's not a simon. Gamash wrong, that it's still considered to be a simon. You only get one try. It swallows your card. All right. Chatichot shel basar. Why isn't the weight? You just said weight's a simon. So why can't it give you the weight of the meat? And then that should be a good simon. No, it's talking about you bought it in a supermarket. It's been mishkala de shavin. You bought it in a supermarket, then they always cut meat by the half kilo. So great. Always a half kilo. Thanks. That really means a lot to me. But wait, why is it the actual cut a simon? Is it dafka? Is it atma? I mean, you know, it could be shoulder steak, it could be brisket. I mean, so you should say what cut of meat it is. Milotanya, doesn't it say matzah hatichot dagim? If you find pieces of fish or a dog that was not shuch, somebody bit into a fish. So then chayav lachris. If you find chaviot shel yayin, v'shel shemen, v'shel tvuah, you find barrels, containers, wine, oil, wheat, grogrot, or you've got now these dried figs, so v'shel zeitim, or olives, in all of these cases, hare elu shelo, then these things are considered to be yours. So apparently, the fish is considered to be a simen because you could say which part of the fish it is. So chatichot shel dag is, there were fish tails, fish heads, fish side, whatever, right? No. Since the Mark Maiskim, that's not a simen. Fish heads. How many pieces does a fish have? It's talking about here, but simon bepaska. It's talking about that it was cut in an unusual fashion. Maybe you cut it to look like an arrow or something like that. The other Rabba Bar Avuna, because, for instance, Rabba Bar Avuna, when he would send meat to his wife with a shliach, who was a goy, so he would always send her triangular-shaped pieces of meat. Because that way, the guy is not going to walk off with it, substitute something for it, he's going to get a triangular piece of meat. So that way he avoids problems with Basar and Solomon Iron or stealing different approaches. And anyway, Dekanami, he's trying to do me the Doug Nature Bank, it's clearly talking about that, because look at the context. A bit fish. I mean, so over there, what are you going to tell me? The simon is the bite, obviously. So that means the cut that is odd, it's the oddity of it that's the simon, not the part that's the simon. Shmami, no. So therefore, that means that the cut of meat in terms of place, brisket, steak, shoulder steak, is not a simon, but the odd cut, meaning the literal cut, the way which it's cut, that would be a simon. That's what we're talking about over here. Now, didn't you just say now? Doesn't it say before in the Mishnah? Kade yayin v'kade shemen chayav lachris. You can't get a bigger contradiction than that. Is it minor as it is? Omer Rabbi Zera Marav, there's two different cases. The case here, matnitin, is talking about berashum. That's talking about where there's a label on it, a seal on it. If it's a seal, so then you have to be machriz. So what are you saying? That the brayta that says, Hare Elo Shalo, it's talking about patuach? Patuach? Avedami dati. What is this? Hare Elo Shalo, but patuach? Obviously. If a guy left a bottle of wine open in the street, I mean, it's going to be completely undrinkable. It's going to be filled with bugs. If it stayed overnight where people weren't looking, it already is usher to drink it because it may be poisonous. I mean, what you need to tell me a Mishnah, Eilu Shalo. Thanks a lot. So that, how could that be? No, there's a difference. I mean, there's midway between something sealed with a ceiling and something covered. It's time. I'm not saying it wasn't covered. It was corked. But there was no seal on it. It was already opened. It had been used. Now I put a cork into it. So what's the simon now? A bottle with a cork. Before, when we're talking about that you have to be machriz, it had a label on it, or it had a seal on it, like bottles of wine have around the top. So therefore, there's got to be a difference in the case. That's all. So Amar of Oshaya, it doesn't mean it was uncovered. It just means it was metzif. It was lightly covered, tzaf. It's a floating cover, but not a cover that's actually sealed. Obviously, in the case of the Gemara, he's literally floating in the sense that they didn't use corks. The chavis that we're talking about over here is made of earthenware. When you put a cover on earthenware, it floats. It doesn't really, there's no real contact. You know, you can't squeeze it in. That's what it means, metzif. And the only way to connect it, the only way to really connect it is to use teak. When once you use teak, then you would seal it already. So therefore, we use the word metzif. I was turning it into modern terms, you know. Opening a bottle, and now putting a cork in it. Abaya says you don't even have to go that far. You could talk about bottles that are sealed. Isn't there a difference between commercial bottles and personal bottles? Maybe we could be talking about Idivir Verashum, Velokasha, Kankodim, Shiniftechua Otsarot. Look, there's some private wineries. A guy in his house, he processed the wine. The Otsarot haven't been putting out wine yet. So therefore, if I find something that is as on it, a seal, it's a private seal, then I can be machris. But can we actually have to go Otsarot? If it's after the Otsarot time, then there's tens of thousands of bottles of wine out there that are sealed with the same seal. So that would be already like Kikrot Shel Nachtom. Why in the world would I have to go ahead and announce that? But in Akinam, we don't have to say it's talking about where the bottle was actually opened before. Maybe not. Indeed. Kiyota Rav Yaakov Bar Abba. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba once found a Chavita de Chamra. And he was pretty happy. It was all sealed, but it was after they were selling them at the big wineries. So he comes to Abaya. Abaya said, enjoy, my friend. Zil shkol and afshecha. Bring it into Richie's kiddush for the yard site. This was, of course, outside of the awareness of Machlokas Rabba that we just had. Mokom. Havisimen ol havisimen. So just to say where the place is, somebody says, I lost something in that place. He tells you what he lost in that place. Is that is that a simon or not? Oh, Malay, well, didn't we just learn? Matzach haviot shel yayin, v'shel shemen, v'shel tvua, v'shel grogrot, v'shel zeitim, arei elu shelo. And it's okay, I don't care what the case is. You're saying maybe it's talking about after the Otsarot were finished and there's tens of thousands of bottles. That's all very nice. But why don't you have to say where you found it? And then let the guy say, oh, you found something there under the mailbox. I left a new bottle of Yarden wine under the mailbox. Oh, so then you'd have to return it. So why is there no achrazah? Isaac daitach mokom avisim lichrotz mokom. So clearly, mokom is not an issue. Omer v'zvid akma eskin barakta de nahara. The case is talking about where the case was left after unloading a boat at the port of the city. Now, the problem over there is that that happens 100 times a day. Because if you're unloading boats, the fact that something is left behind is what happens to everybody who has ever moved. Something is always left behind somewhere, either next to the truck and they drive off without it, or they left it at the bottom of the stairs. But whatever the case is, something always disappears. So over here, if it was Barakta de Nahara, you're going to say, well, of course, you left a case of Yarden wine, like everybody else in town. So that's not going to be much of a simon. My time, Omer Rabbanu Rakta de Nahara Lavi Simen. The Amrina, we say that. You think of the first guy that lost a crate of wine on the seashore? It happened to everybody in town. The other lashon is my time. Rabbanu Mokom lo havisimen. According to this, there's a machlokus over here whether he's trying to say in general Mokom lo havisimen, but he's referring back to this case. Mokom lo havisimen, meaning in the first lashon of Rav Mori, it's only if a guy said, "You want us to come to that kiddush?"
I think so.
Uh huh. Then you have to stay up. In telechimi keri gamani lechimachem bechamat keri. So now, if the story over here is makom, according to first lush, it's rock to Nahara. But suppose you say, I left a crate of yarding wine on the seashore, 36 feet away from the landing, underneath a rock. So is that okay? I mean, you're going to say, kechlis ram. So in this lush, Rav Mori said, why did the Rabbanan say even a specific place on the rock to the Nahara is not a simon? Look, there was something that was attractive about that spot to you. Maybe it was shaded. I mean, maybe you don't even know why you put it in that spot. But there's a reason that people do things like that. So in the same way that it just happened to be that you put down your case of Yarden wine in that spot, then whatever it was that attracted you might have dragged somebody else. And since there's always cases of Yarden wine left on the Rakta de Nahara, the particular place of Rakta de Nahara is also not considered to be a mug. That would be the difference in the two approaches. So that's the most logical understanding of the Gemara.
Why did the man pick it up at all? The place it put there, should he have left it there?
No. That's a very, very interesting point that Rabbi Yaakov is raising, which is, if you have a question of what appears to be an Aveda Midat, somebody left it there. The halacha is that if it's in a makom she'eino mishtamer, you're still supposed to take it. Because even if it was left, he might have been delayed, he thought it was coming right back. Clearly, if it didn't mean to be mafkir, it was obviously put aside so that it wouldn't be noticed. You see people are looking at it. So then to leave it there and say, well, he obviously meant to come and maybe didn't mean to come back. There's any number of reasons why he didn't come back, including the fact that when I go upstairs to take something out of the refrigerator, if I brought something up in my hand at the same time, I will never bring down what's in the refrigerator. I always assume I went up to leave what we, you know. So same thing happened with this guy. Left it there. Was going to come back. Went to the Makola. Totally forgot, of course, at a senior moment that he ever left it there. And 3 days later, like that poor guy who left his daughter in the car, you know. It's these things happen all the time. It's amazing how people, you know, send the social services. Like, who hasn't forgotten a child somewhere at some time in their life? It's like, wait a minute. You know, Home Alone. That's like, Home Alone is classic. Okay? So if you call the child services every time, it's going to be, they're going to have a lot of crowded orphanages.
He thinks the person sees that, take it.
So then if it's not a makom mishtamer, so then in a chinami, he's supposed to take it. Yeah, and then be marfit. Ahu gavra, dashkach kufra be'matzar. There was a guy who found a can of tar in a pressing factory. So after the coming to Rav, so it comes to Rav, and he wants to know if he could take it. Oh, Malay, so Rav says, Zil skol nafshich, I could take it. So Chazir Avikom HaChasem, he sees that the guy's very, very unhappy with that psak. Because he felt it's a place where, I mean, obviously somebody had put it there. Oh, Malay, so Rav said, okay, I'll tell you what. You don't have to take it, you can give it to me. Or you could give half of it to my son, you know. Does that make you feel better? Because I don't have any hesitation to take it. So Zil plor be'lechia b'ri. Meaning, give half of it to my son. So lema kasava. So what does that mean? That according to Rav Makom lo avi siman, you don't have to say I found something in this matzar, and then the guy goes, oh my God, that's my missing can of tar. Rav Abba, no, not necessarily. You see, you can't unless you were there. You know what the case is? The case was actually that the can was all rusty and was covered with mold. So it obviously had been lying there for a couple of years. So it was clear to Rav that Mishum Yush Bailim Naguba, the Chosur Katri Bechilf, he saw it was already moldy, so it had been lying there for a long time. So he took for granted circumstances very important. I mean, if something has been lying around for a couple of years in a place, nobody's coming back to get it. And therefore, it's clear that the guy had given up, he forgot where he put it, he's not even going to be looking for Achrazot anymore. And therefore, it's irrelevant. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar comes at the end of the Mishnah to say that kol klei anpuria, you do not have to be makris. So first of all, what does that mean, anpuria? Om Rabbi Yudamar Shmuel, kelim chadashim, shelo siv'atan ha'ayin. What it means is brand new kelim in which you still do not have a tvisa on, or the standardized kelim. You don't recognize this as being your frying pan. You may think you do, but yeah, it has been around long enough for you to really know the difference. If I substituted a dirty frying pan, you're going to know there was a substitution. So therefore, the meaning, again, why do we import the word ampuria, meaning marketing, because we use the excuse, as Rashi says, of Hebraizing, ein po re'iyah, ampurion. You haven't gotten a chance to see it yet, meaning you haven't gotten a chance to fill your eye with it for tviut ayin, which of course is very strange, because how is that relevant to the mitzia? I mean, either it has a siman or doesn't have a siman. Who cares if you recognize it or not? Id itbu siman. Why do I care if you recognize it? If there's a siman in it, so then who cares whether you recognize it or not? Kilosavat and I might have, you know the siman. Id aledbu siman. If you can't identify it for somebody else, who cares whether you recognize it? So even if you were Sabbath and I in my hobby. Le'olam delet busiman. You're at the right we're talking about without a Sabbath. You're saying, so what's the point? Ah, the point is la'dur le'tzubim rabbona. B'tviyatina. Suppose there's a Talmud Chacham there who says he recognizes it, and it's his. So there, if it's something where we say Sabbatana ayin, we accept the fact that a person's recognition is sufficiently well developed that he's like the mother sheep. Or like the shepherd. They may all look the same to you. They look very different to me. But if he hasn't had a time for Svi'a, which is what real Tviyot Ayin comes from, then we say that we believe him when he says he recognizes it, but we don't believe that he really has had sufficient information to be able to distinguish it. He just has to put it to the test and thinks he recognizes it. So if it's Lo Svi'at an Ayin, Tainas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that's Lo Kim Le Begavei, V'lo Ma'ad Rinan Le.
What's he recognizing? It's obviously not a...
The point is blink. There's no way to define what you recognize. If you could, then it would be a simit. You cannot objectively say how I recognize it. But the best raya that something is yours is the fact that you know it's yours.
Something off a manufacturing line.
But you could still recognize it, right? Because it may be slightly bent, or there may be something. You don't even remember what it, but you know this is yours. That's why you don't know it's yours. Exactly what Shimon ben Elazar is saying. If it's not old enough for you to have gotten that kind of mental tviut in it, you don't really know that it's yours. And what would be the point over here of tviut ayin? What would be the point over here? The Amr of Yerom Shmuel, if you have a Talmud Chacham that you know never will say a lie and his nose is not long, then you give it back to him between your eyes. The Amr of Yerom Shmuel, Bani Tlat Mile, Avini Rabbanan Demishanim B'Milai. There's three things that a Talmud Chacham is permitted to lie about, or some say even is a chiyav to lie about. One is when he's asked about a Mesech. So when your grandpa asks you, so did you learn Bava Kama? Obviously he's going to give you a bechina. So you say no, because that's the last thing that you want is a bechina. But it's actually, some of the mefarshim learned is true of anybody. If you figure somebody's going to ask you things just to find out about you, then you're not to expose yourself to that. If you have a real kasher, so on, it's one thing, but not to play games. So somebody says, you know this mesechta, you could say no. Others learn that it's just an inyan of anava. You learn shas. What do I know? But that's a mitzvah of anava. So for anava, you're allowed. What do you have to? Somebody says, "Did you finish shas?" No, it's a lie. But that's the correct kind of lie. That's a getter of tznius and anava. Furthermore, if he asks you puria, it's also big machlokas. Some say, "Is this your bed, or did you sleep in this bed, or will you be sleeping in this bed?" Because it can end up being embarrassing because stains on the bed. So he's able to lie about that again because of tznius. Other learned Puria is a direct question, a direct sexual question. Did you use your bet shimashta mitatcha, which is a euphemism for intercourse? Or some say it would be, somebody says, why did you come to Beit HaMidrash? You don't have time to come to Beit HaMidrash because you were already carry. You can tell them something else. Different approaches, but all because of tzni'ut. And bu'ushpiza. Somebody asks you, say, how was it with Richie over there in Finland? So you don't say it was great. You say it was horrible, because if it was great, the next thing you know is everybody's coming to Finland, exactly. So for those things, you are allowed to be Mishan. So if somebody's Mishana only in those things and not other things, my nafkamina, the question is whether we trust the guy to say, I know this is mine. If you know that that's the only thing that'll lie about, by the way, again, before she explained, obviously, it doesn't mean only these three things. Because you're Mishanim Ibn Ashalom. It's just there wasn't necessary to say that. I mean, that's Shmuel's going to tell you, Mishanim Ibn Ashalom, that's a given. This is not called Ibn Ashalom. So he's adding issues after with Sneas and so on. But, I mean, of course, Ibn Ashalom, for sure you're Mishanim there. It's a mitzvah chiyav to be Mishanim. Even those who may say that over here is not a chiyav, it's just a heter, that too is a bachloka. But anyways, if you know that other than in Yonim that are Darkei Shalom, he will only be Mishan and things like this. So then you're allowed, you're Mechuyev to give him back the Aveda based on his saying, I recognize it. But if he'll tell a little white lie about other things, you can't give him back an Aveda. Lo Mahadrin Alei. What?
Maybe because
the
changes things and that affects
Tviyas Eino. No, Tosfos says the fair is not like that. Yeah. Notice the question is not whether he has the Tviyat Ayin, but whether we trust him at the end. It has several rises, but it does in a few places discusses that option. Now, the issue, of course, of Tviyot Ayin sort of now forces us to reassess everything, because if there are people that are going to be able to be recognize things without a simon, So how do we know any more about Yirsh? We're back where we started from. The entire Masechta so far has been based on our ability to distinguish Hachraza requirements versus Arei Shalom based on the question of Yirsh, which itself is based on Simani. And now all of a sudden we're saying, well, but the guy may recognize him. He might be a Talmud Chacham. This is ridiculous. So now you're throwing a hatchet into the whole idea.
Watch two.
Ten. Right, so here the question is, where indeed do you have to be worried about such a thing? So some say like this. There's no din of hachraza at all for Talmidei Chacham. In other words, you'll put it in a public place that... Because everybody's going to be coming and saying, oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, you don't have to handle that. Well, let me call the detective agency and find out whether I can trust you to give it back to you. But yes, that's ridiculous. So, therefore, what you might have to, this is already a machlokas, perhaps you should spread around in the Beit HaMidrash that this was found. And then if nobody responds, then the Mishnah kicks in with whether you're responsible for the Hachraza or whether you can then keep it.
See, for a second, see.
Or, yeah. But only in a place where there would only be Talmidei Chacham and not people are going to come forward. Or some learn, but the only time you have to worry about Tvias Eina is if you're in a makom where it's Matsui that Talmidei Chachamim are around. Again, in the same way that we say, well, what's the chances that the fields in the valley belong to a poor orphan boy? The same thing is true. Well, what's the chance that the cup that I found belongs to a Talmud Chacham? Why would it belong to a Talmud Chacham? We're not marxic weird things, stumps. If it's a place where, like New York, everybody's a rabbi. They can't even put in rabbi into the phone book anymore. You know, all you put in is a little R, and we know what that means. So then they actually stopped doing it because they used to give a clergy discount. They would no longer accept rabbi. Because everybody's a rabbi. So, which is bombish the way it is in the Jewish communities, but who isn't a rabbi? You know, the yeshiva both are a rabbi. So then, Ein Achinami. So if it's a makom that is marzi by Talmidei Chachamim, so then you'd have to, like this, Talmidei Chachamim that would be relied upon for Tvias Eina. No politics. And once they're involved in anything, they vote for a party, they're already liars. Toshma. Kikrot shal nachtom mare elu shalo, o shal balabayit chayav lachris, shal balabayit my time, give it to Simin, the media dia rifted inish inishu, veloshna rishad rabi, veloshna rishad achid, No telo machris alma simana asuli dares avi simin to yuvta the rabba alma laka rabba hata minor time mishum dein mavirin al ha ochlin. Well, what about nochrim? Nochrim chay shilik shafim. And what about beima veklavim? Obviously, it would have to be bata doloshchicha beima veklavim. Limiketano. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Kodesh Vashesh Boshinu Chayav Lachris Ketzer Matzi Gol Betocha Cheres Kikar Uvetocha Maot. Okay, so the Tanakama holds Hare Yelo Shalom. So Savruda Kuli Amasimin Abami Yalav Avisimin Ma'avirin Ala Ochlin. So my love, the Machlok is being Simin Asuli Doris Kamifli. Mar Sava Lo Avisimin Umar Sava Avisimin Amr Zvid Mishvei De Rama Isakadaita. Because Sava Tanakam Simin Asuli Doris Lo Avisimin Ma'avirin Ala Ochlin Kikrod Shabal Abayit Peshut Rabim Amay Machris El Amr Zvid Mishvei De Rava De Kuli Amasav Simin Asuli Doris Avisimin Umavirin Ala Ochlin. In which case, my love, the ma'avirin ala ochlin kamifli, emar sovri ma'avirin, omar sovri in ma'avirin, omar v'zvid mishvei derava, no, yisak dekla sovri tanakam v'simen hasi v'doris lo v'simen, u'ma'avirin ala ochlin, kikrot shoba ala bayit p'shut rabim, amai machriz, el omar v'zvid mishvei derava, v'dekulay amasar v'simen hasi v'doris lo v'simen, u'ma'avirin ala ochlin, maybe, I mean, they might, v'ocha v'simen abo me'elav kamifli, Tanakam is Rabbi Simon Abba Me'el of Lavi Simon, Rabbi Yudah Sover Havi Simon, and Rabbi will say, Kuleyama Simon Asili Doris Lavi Simon, like I say, and the thing is over here, it's not a Simon Asili Doris because they never in Allah Echli. Falkam Simon Abba Me'el of Kabith and Kana Sover Simon Abba Me'el of Lavi Simon, Rabbi Yudah Sover Havi Simon. Amr Simon Shpid Rabbi Klova Davidata, Kivet Yomar Vile Lichisor and Kis, Miyayesh Lemine. The Omer Zvid Mishmein Rav Yochata, Krichot Breshut Rabim Arei Lo Shalom, Breshut Yachid, Iderach Nefila Arei Lo Shalom, Iderach Anacha, Notelo Machriz, because of the Makom. V'zeh b'dabar she'ein bo siman, obviously, av b'dabar she'yesh bo siman. So then, lo shenam b'shut rabim, lo shenam b'shut hayachid, bein derech nefila, bein derech hanakha, chayav la'achriz, even though it's siman ha'asuli darei. Machrozot shel dagim, amat, lave kesher siman. It's talking about kitu de tzayda. Everybody has the same kesher. V'lahave minyan siman, it's also talking about a minyan reshavim. Bo minyan reshashas, in general, is minyan a siman or not? Amalor of Sheshes Tanitua, Matzah, Kesev, Nechoshet, Gastron Shalever, Matachot, or not like the Gross Gersa, Kalim of these types, Areza Lo Yarzir, Achi Tain Oto Achi Chaved Mishkalotav. Now, if Mishkal is a simen, then Mida Uminyan is also a simen. Chatichot Shobasar, why isn't the Mishkal a simen? Let's talk about a supermarket piece, the Mishkal or Shavin. So to have a chaticha gufa simen, is it brisket, is it steak, shoulder? No, milotanya, matzah chatichot dagim, v'tag nashuch, hayav lachris, chaviyot shal yayin, shem shetuva shal grogrot shal zeytim, harei elo shalom, achmai skinan, b'deika simona b'paska. Not the cut, but the literal shape of the cut. The other rabba barvuna, mechatech le'atlata karnata, dekanami giktari dumi v'tag nashuch, shma mina. Omar mar chaviyot shal yayin v'shal shemesh v'shal tvua v'shal grogrot v'shal zeytim. Hare elu shalo v'atznan kade yayin kade shemen chayav lachriz. Omar Rabbi Zera, Omar Rav, matnitin b'rashum. So what, b'chlal the b'raith, b'patuach. I mean, if it's patuach, it's useless. Avedu midati. Omar Rav Oshay, no, it's talking about it's meitzif. It's just not sealed with teeth. Abay Omar afilo tei meidi vidi b'rashum. The question is whether the label is a simen. Because lokash can't cut him shiftcho atzarot, so it's a private label. But can't the ach shiftcho atzarot? The other of Yaakov bar Abba. Ash chavita v'chamer lach shiftcho atzarot atot kami lebay. Omalei zil shkol anafshecha. Boy, mene rabbi mimirim nachwed. Makom avisimen alav avisimen. Omalei tenitua. Matzach aviyot shal yayin v'shal shemen v'shal tfuva v'shal grogrot v'shal zeytim areel shalo. Yisar kadayetach de makom avisimen. Likros makom. Omer v'zvidach ma'eskinum berakta denahar. Omer by my time. Rabban rakta denahar la'avitzimen. Damrin alay. You think you're the first guy that lost the crate of wine on the rakta denahar? Ke'echad idrami l'didach. Idrami namin l'chavercha. Ikidi amr of mori. My time, Omer Rabban, and that even a specific makom on a rakta denahar la'avitzimen. Damrin alay. Ke'echad idrami l'didcha. I'm makom. Idrami l'chavercha. I'm makom. Udavra. Gavra. Dashkech kufra b'matzarata. Ata l'kami derav. Amalei. Zirsh kol anavshecha. Chazir abim b'chase. Amalei. Look, if you're not sure if the wine is kosher, give me a cup. Zir plogli. Or look here, b'ri. Lema kasava rab mokum lo avisim. And omer rabab. And now the case over there was really mishum yushbal in laguba. The chozu de katchi be chalfi. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, mayan puria. Omer rabbi omer shmo. Kilim chadashim shalosev atana ayin. Zehidami. Either eat busiman, so who cares if Savatanai in my abbe? Either let busiman, who cares if Savatanai in my abbe? The Yolam, the let busiman. The nafkamina is that if it's Savatanai, so then you have to be Aduri Mirabon, Le Tsurba Mirabon, Betviot Ena. So if it's Savatanai in Kimle Begave, Umadrinale. But Kilo Savatanai isn't really Kimle Begave. Begavai v'lo matrina le. The Omer Rabbi Yonah Mishmuel. Bahani tzlat mile only. Avdi Rabbanu Nebashanu Mimilayu. Bebesechet bepuriyo bushpiza. And therefore, who cares about that halacha my nafkamina? Therefore, Omer Marzutra. Nafkamina is ladur levi danta betviyadena. That he adina betin lo mishani v'ali tzlat madrina le. Mishanu Mimilayu akrina lo madrina le. Which therefore shows us that when it comes to our issue, it needs to be in Talmud Chacham, and if it is, there's obviously a new thing called a Tvias Ayin instead of a Simen.